So somebody compliments you on your corn and you would say, oh,
it
well.
It should be great, better than that.
Yeah, okay. It isn't as tall as it
should be.
Okay. If you don't dare to do something, you say, oh, I
couldn't.
All right, but use the word dare. You say, oh, I
dare not.
Okay. If you knew when you first agreed that, this is something that you feel is the right thing to do, you say, I
feel like it should be done.
Okay. You aren't doing what you
ought to do.
Okay. If a boy got a whipping and you knew that his father was real fair and he wouldn't have whipped him unnecessarily, you might say, I bet he did something he
deserved the whipping.
But using that word you just used before in the other sentence, ought. So you might say, a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something he
should have.
Should
have.
All right, but how would you say ought?
He ought to.
All right, how would you use ought in that sentence? A boy got a whipping and you say, I bet he did something he
ought not to have.
Okay. If somebody says, will you do it? You say, no, I
will not do.
Okay, or no, I
will not.
Okay. And a shorter way of saying will not is?
I won't.
Won't, okay. Somebody's been standing by you all day and not doing, just watching you work, and then they make a comment like, well, it sure took you long enough. And you might turn to them and say, well, you didn't have to just stand there. You
could have helped me.
All right, or you
should have helped me.
Or you
might have helped me.
Okay. All right, suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You say, I'm not sure, but I
think I can.
Yeah, or I
might be able.
Okay. Okay. All right. Talking about birds earlier. What do you call this little bird that hunts at night and it sits up in the tree?
Screech owl. Screech owl.
Okay. What's another kind of owl that makes a difference?
Hoot owl.
Hoot owl. All right. And what's the bird that makes holes in trees and gets a
woodpecker?
Okay. And what do you call a little black and white animal that has a bad smell?
A polecat or a skunk.
Okay. And what do you call animals that are destructive or harmful that you might go out hunting? It's sort of a whole group of bad animals that you think ought to be done away with. You might say, I'm going to get me a gun and some traps and stop those.
Hounds.
Uh-huh. But the bad animals might be called?
Varmints.
Okay. And what do you call the bushy-tailed animal that runs up a tree and hides nuts?
Squirrel.
Okay. Do you describe them different ways? I mean, are there different names for them?
Well, there's a gray squirrel and a fox squirrel.
Okay. And the little bitty animal that runs on the ground, probably in the squirrel family.
He's called chipmunk.
Okay.
Ground squirrel.
Okay. And what kind of fish might you find around here?
Oh, just brim and catfish and spot tails.
Okay. But when you go down to Steinhatchee, what do you hope to catch?
Ocean trout.
Okay. What do you call this seafood that comes in a hard, hard shell and you have to pry it open with a sharp knife?
Oysters.
Okay. And what do you call those animals that come into your backyard and sound like a cow?
Oh, you're talking about those bullfrogs in the pond.
Yeah, okay. How about smaller ones?
As tree frogs, rain frogs, or toad frogs.
Okay.